Welcome to Shom Machshava on the Daf. The month of Av is sponsored by the Einhorn family, Le'ilui Nishmas of Naftali B'Rabbi Yecheskel. We're only in Chulin Daf Pe'Gimel, and the Gemara in the end of Amud Aleph brings that usually the Yoim comes after the night, Vayi'ere Vayi'boiker. But by Kachim, Halayla Hoylech Achar Yoim. We know we do Korbanos in the day, and we continue in eating it in the night. What's Shat and the Chiluk between the Chulim and Kachim? So he mentioned this in Zvachim Daf from Vov. Let's get back into the Inyan. The Chasam Sofer in Parshas Vayetze, and so is brought down in the Madura of Chulin in the Akdomo that his children put out. Chasam Sofer goes on to explain why by Umos HaOlam we know that the night comes after the day, and by Yidin the day comes after the night. So he said the Pshat is, what is the Iker? By Umos HaOlam, this world, Olam Hazeh, is the Iker. And Olam Hazeh doyim leyoyim, that's when they have the pleasure and the enjoyment. Olam Abba, they don't really have a chelikin. So for them, the first part is the day, that's Olam Hazeh. And what's going to be the next part is the night, that's dark. That's the darkness they don't have connection to. By Am Yisrael, it's the opposite. That what we have now, the first stage, is the night. It's darkness, it's galus, it's tzaras. But then we're going to get leyoyim shekulo toiv, yoyim shekulo arech, that's the day. That's why the night comes before the day. Says the Chasam Sofer, what about Kachim? Says, Kachim is Moshul HaTzadikim. And by Tzadikim, this world is a world of opportunity. It's a world where you could do mitzvahs. It's a world where you could do tshuva. So that's why this world is Yoyim. That's a stage one is Yoyim. Yoyim comes first, and then comes night, and then comes Olam Haba. Because Yofesh Shoach has Olam Hazeh Mikol Chayei Olam Haba. So for them, the Olam Hazeh is day, and then comes Olam Haba, the night. So as we mentioned in Zvachim, this Chasam Sofer is very hard to understand. Of course, by Tzadikim, this world is a world of opportunity, is a world of day. But how can you say the Olam Haba is a world of night? Tzadikim, of course, they enjoy and benefit from Olam Haba. Adrabah, the Tzadikim have mindless in Olam Haba that all others don't have. As the Gemara in the end of Bracha says, that they go mechoyel el choyel. They ain't le menucha lo b'Olam Hazeh v'lo b'Olam Haba. So, the way the Chasam Sofer is structured, he says, the Goyim, you have, the Olam Haba for them is night. That means it's gloom, it's destruction. But Tzadikim, Olam Haba is also night because it's not a time of opportunity to do mitzvahs. Very hard to compare it, to understand what the Chasam Sofer means. But near Eloimar, the Chasam Sofer is referring to the following. And this is brought down in the Ma'amor Pachad Yitzchok and Pesach Maimel Lamed Beis, where he's explaining that really there's two parts of night. There's two elements, two concepts that you have in the night. Mitzad echad, night represents darkness, golus, tzoris, hardship. Mitzad sheni, night is a time where all the distractions of this world are gone and a person can truly connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Night is the time where a person can connect to Or HaGanus. It's referring to in Yoni Chanukah, where the light can connect to something which is very bright and shining from above. Ein Adam Loimid Rav Terasa Ela Balayla. Connection to Torah is in the night. And I'll add to that what I heard from my Rebbe, Yom Moshe Shapiro Zitzel, that the reason Yaakov Avinu is Bechir HaOvos, he's Metaken Tfilas Arvis, because the Maila of the Arvis is that the connection that Yaakov Avinu has with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, which is the highest connection possible, is Davka coming in the night, where everything else in the world disappears. That's the full connection to Kodesh Baruch Hu. The way the Pachad Yitzchok says it is that the point of the night has to do with the destruction, that has to do with the goof. The point of the night, which is the idea of Aliyah, that's the pchinas of the neshama. The neshama goes up every night to Shemaim to report what happened the day before. And then it's Laila Achar Ayoyim. Venir Eloimar, that's the pshat and the Chasam Sofer. The Chasam Sofer says that by tzaddikim, they have a different type of night. Regular Yidin, so Olam Hazeh is a time of Churban, is a time of darkness. Obviously, every Yid has mitzvahs in Olam Hazeh. But the way they look at Olam Hazeh is a time of being in a place of tzaras. Comes Olam Haba, that's the time of Menucho, that's Yom Shekulo Toiv, so the night is first and then comes day. But by Tzadikim, this world is a world of opportunity, mitzvahs, and what a person can accomplish in this world, he cannot accomplish any place else. So that's why it's the time of opportunity, it's the Yoyim. And when you get to Olam Haba, you get to the night, in the Bechina Gvoya of the night. a pchino of a full connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tzadikim yoishu v'nen emiziv ha-shchino with no other distractions. So by them, it's truly day, and then comes night after, a higher level of night, a night which belongs to beyond and above this world. And this limud, it connects beautifully to the Inyan HaDiyomo, where here this daf is learned right before Tisha B'Av. And the time of Tisha B'Av, the time of the Churban, mitzad echod, it's a choshech, it's a darkness, it's tzaros. Mitzad sheni, it's an opportunity to connect back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Sifri Chassidus bring, kol rotfei yisigua bein ha-mitzarim, kol rotfei ka, anybody who runs after HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the opportunity to reach him is bein ha-mitzarim. Vehein hein ha-dvarim that we're speaking over here. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shomach Shava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.